Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the stars with the show, and till then, his head wound open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Bitch, I get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Keepers can be you can watch on YouTube with real French. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Leroy.
My boy.
Seen your ass in like 7 days.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you on that side.
Yeah, you know, I decided to show my face today.
Maybe you trying to send an old Tyreek message or something like that. What you trying to do?
We call this the Jonnu. We call this the Jonnu Smith as of right now. But you know what? We got an excellent show today. You know, we got an action-packed show. We got Roger Goodell on the show. We got Pharrell on the show. We got Lunell on the show.
Hey, so yes. Real quick, because I watched that game last night.
You're
Vlad.
Woo! 2-1 Pacers, huh? But
Vlad, the Pacers play almost a better version of what the Knicks try to do, right? The Knicks kind of got beat by their own keep it close. And then be able to close at the end. And they do it with a lot of, like, you have your star. The only difference between Knicks and the Pacers is the Pacers could have 5 guys score 15. Right? And
nah,
their star won't go for 40.
I wouldn't say they try to play like the Knicks, because the Pacers are trying to run. Like, the Pacers are trying to run the ball. They're not trying to keep it close. They're just trying to run the ball and... They played their type of game yesterday. The game was actually more of a Pacer game. They scored over 110
points. Which is weird, right? Because it wasn't a high-scoring game.
Yeah, but as long as they score over 110 points, they're going to win. That's their MO. If they score over 110 points, they're going
to
win.
What's amazing to me about that whole thing is all during this series, we've talked about OKC's defense, right? And how they've been able to lock people down. And you look at the Pacers, and I made this analogy last night. To me, they remind me of when Detroit beat the Lakers, right? You had good players, not necessarily a superstar, right? But you had a lot of good players that committed to the style of basketball they were going to play.
Yeah, I didn't realize with this team, before everybody was talking about OKC's depth, I didn't realize how deep, I guess, essentially, the Pacers were. And it's not necessarily deep in scorers. Like, for example, you look at the box score, you think T.J. McConnell had a normal game. But when you look at the moments that he had, the steals that he had, the timing, each one of them leading to a basket on the other side, he had an MVP performance yesterday with 10 points.
Who?
Like
T.J. McConnell. Heat killer T.J. McConnell.
Well, the guys are good role players. Oh,
they're great in their role. That's what I was getting ready to get at. They fully understand what their role is. Because you see the guys, we know the two guys that come into the game that are going to be, you are solely going to guard SGA, get in his kitchen, be as disruptive as possible. We got 12 fouls to work with.
Yeah, and even yesterday, a key possession towards the end, Chet Holmgren, who had a, what, like 13 in the first. Fourth quarter now, time for him to clutch it up. And Miles Turner, who leads the playoffs in blocks, shuts him down two times in one possession. And it's kind of like you look at Miles Turner like, oh, yeah, you know what I forgot? He is a good defender. That's right. You see how these things happen. Like T.J. McConnell, it's not a surprise. We've seen T.J. McConnell do this before, to the Heat specifically. We've seen Miles Turner, you know, be one of the premier shot blockers in the league for a while. Tyrese Halliburton has been as clutch as he's been the entire playoffs. But it just seems like every time we're like, nah, they're not going to do it again, though.
It's because they don't have a – all right. The reason why we all feel like this about the Pacers is because they don't have a face, like a guy that you can say that, oh, yeah, he's definitely a top five in his position or a top five player. They don't have that.
Yeah, but
they have good. They got guys. What they're showing is they're a good, very good basketball team instead of being a good team with a great
coach
player.
They
coach well. They have guys like – dude, when Thomas Bryant – can be called upon. And then, you know, like.
And we looking at it like, we looking at him all crazy. Like,
because we're so used.
Thomas Bryant?
Yeah, we're so used to having a team and there's a superstar, maybe a good star play, a good star, and then another role player. This team is just, you know what? We just got 12 good players. I got a great coach. Let's see what's up. And that's what they've been
doing. That's the same thing we said after the fact. With Detroit when they beat the Lakers. Like, they had
Are you talking about 03?
Yeah, they had some name players, but they didn't have a bona fide superstar.
They didn't have, but guess what they had?
The same.
They had a guy, but they don't have, here's how we look at it. We're looking at superstars as guys who score, you know, they can give you 30, they can give you 40, they can also be the guy that gives you the game winner at the end. Pacers and that Pistons team you're talking about in 04, they were just a team of good players, play hard defense, and they still had that dog when it was nut crunching time. They had Chauncey, they have Tyrese, they got a guy, and they're all cool with that. So
is that a term?
What, nut crunching?
I don't think that's a term.
That is a term.
I don't think that's a term.
Leroy, you know, I know you've heard.
I know what you mean, but I don't think that's a term.
That's a term.
All right, I'm gonna look it up.
Look it up.
If Tobin was sitting in your chair, he'd say the intangible version of that is squeaky teeth time.
Yeah, no.
That's a good translation.
Exactly.
No. It's not nut crunching time. It's nut cutting time.
No, it's not. And under no circumstance are we going to play, make jokes, insinuate. We ain't never
anything
about
cutting.
Crunching is fine. Nut crunching time.
Yes.
Nut cutting time is an idiom referring to the optimal time to gather nuts before they are lost or stolen.
Well, in this term, we use an analogy, and that nut crunching time and collecting those nuts is buckets.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
And they got that guy, Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, that's Big Shot Billups.
That's literally what he is.
That's Big Shot.
That's Big Shot Billups.
Who, by the way, could be doing absolutely nothing for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then midway through the fourth quarter, realize they close.
And I hate those players. I hate those players. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden, 36 minutes, they don't do a damn thing. All of a sudden, fourth quarter comes up. They score 11 of the team's last 13 points. And then all of a sudden, their numbers look good. Oh, they scored 20 points. But really, 15 of that was in the fourth quarter, and they win the game.
Yeah. Right. Tell me that's not exactly what he does.
That's exactly what he does. But what are you going to do? So that's when people say he's overrated. It's when he scored 5 points in the first three quarter. But then all the Tyrese fans go crazy when he does what he did in game one. And he had a great game last night. So shout out to them.
All around game last night.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Does this make you feel better, Vlad? Like,
team
that beat you?
No.
Okay. Usually because that's my opt out.
No,
like,
because
well, they won
in my mind, here's the thing that no.
You don't think you're that far from Indiana?
I don't think they're better than us, but they're better than us.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Well, no, it was some crazy games. It was some crazy games.
No,
it's some crazy games.
The hardest thing in sports for a fan to admit is that the other team was better.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like. You're looking, and if you have to go, if this, then you're not better than them. But in my mind, we had a better record. We had home court. Last year was injuries. This year was a crazy lucky, you know, game one. But no, they were just better than you. And that's the problem.
That's the part that hurts.
Because you're looking, because in my mind, I'm thinking, if the next one gets OKC, we're probably going to get gentleman sweep. These fools got 2 wins already.
So yeah. You like,
and I didn't expect that, to be honest.
Yeah, you look at past Indiana, you like, maybe I should have.
You're like, wait a minute. We could be, if they won 2 games, we could have got, like, that's the thinking in your head right
now. Oh, you thinking if we would have got past Indiana, we would have won a chip.
Yeah, no, if we had got past Indy, I thought OKC would have gentleman sweep us. But we just wanted to be in the opportunity. Now, after you've seen these 2 games, you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute. If we beat in Boston and OKC went through all these troubles, wait a minute. Why can't we?
We could do that.
We could have gotten a game or two. Like, now you would have been like, we could have been 2-1. Ah, we all think, oh, my God. Because here's the thing, Leroy, Marcos, and J-Fig. If OKC wins the title, you're like, that was expected. If Indiana wins the title,
then you could have done it.
Then the Tobins of the world definitely going to start looking way yonder and want Pat to do craziness. Because you're like, Indiana
wins
the championship.
We're not that far off.
Well, it's already there. It's already there.
But here's the problem. So think about this, Vlad. Now that you see what Indiana is doing, and it's still a long series, right? And now that you see what happened to the Knicks, are you more frustrated that they fired Tibbs? Because if you bring somebody else in, it's no guarantee you're going to continue.
Like I said, Leroy, I can understand the reasons to why you wanted to get rid of Tibbs, but I can also see the reasons for keeping Tibbs. If you're going to let Tibbs go after he's improved your situation, you better have a better follow-up. They haven't had the follow-up. And somebody just mentioned it right now. I guess it's Sikronos. Yeah, the Knicks are like the drunk guy hitting on every married woman at a bar right now. You're looking nasty. Hey, Dallas, can we talk to you, Jason Kidd? No. Hey, Chicago, can we talk to Billy Donovan? No. Hey, Minnesota, can we talk to David Finch? No. You look like the guy that's
Rockets,
can we talk to Ime? No. You look like the guy that's trying to hit at every girl in the club, bro.
Hoochies.
You know? Yeah. You're disgusting now. And then you're going to end up.
Hey, it's 1:30. The club go close at 2.
Yeah, so but you're going to end up with
the. You know y'all going to end up with a raggedy-ass car.
No, but then you're going to – exactly. You're going to have to jump on a grenade. Yeah. You're going to end up on a grenade. That's going to explode on you. Not well.
Can
and
I interest
you? You aren't a grenade?
Too surprised.
Huh?
And you
know
aren't the grenade?
No.
Huh? Who's
you're not the grenade?
Shorty, I'm never a grenade.
Huh.
So, but think
I'm
about this,
Vlad. I'm
never
a grenade.
Vlad.
Sounds like you might have had some grenade missions yourself.
Nah.
You know what that grenade is going to be?
Yeah.
Mike Malone.
Oh.
Well, then – what the hell? That's the same thing as Tibbs.
Yes,
they are
kind of
the same
point.
That's the
that's
thing.
My point.
The only thing
that's
you're gonna,
my point.
The only thing you're gonna say, well, he's won the championship, but then, no, it's but you know what I'm saying. That's why to do that so quickly and not have a game plan, it seems, is nasty work.
They did it. It's like they're running this team with emotion.
No, they're running this team. The owner started running the team, and that was the bad part. The guy that signed the check. Because, you see, he had Vegas in his head, and the Knicks were doing good. When he was thinking about, his casino in Vegas, And your shows, you didn't hear a peep from them. Guess what? Knicks were playing. Knicks management was doing very well. Then all of a sudden, the success is coming. You know how people are. They got the Jerry Jones disease. Well, since I own the team, I kind of want to be there and get credit for the team's success. Right. And then this is what happens. Right. See, that's why you got to give Mickey Arison all the credit in the world. He keeps his butt out of, he keeps his nose out of any situation. He let Pat and the guys handle it. And you never hear Mickey. The fact that we heard Mickey during the whole Jimmy situation, that's how bad the Jimmy situation got. Like, it was gotten to that point where Mickey had to come out and say something. And we all know Mickey's going to side with Riles. And that's what happened. And you give him credit for that because he's always kept it ten-toed. He's always kept it respectful. He's always kept it classy. But you know his word is law. And when he said it, that was it. And boom. Knicks situation, now we looking nasty. After looking,
everybody
after 3 years
in the organization
looking good.
Can have everybody in the organization can have a problem with Pat and how he says things and does things. But ain't nobody got a problem with Mickey.
Never. None. Not one peep. You never heard one person say any bad thing about Mickey. And as an owner, that's what you want. That's what you want, where people respect you. They still fear you now. Don't get it twisted. Mickey will lay the hammer down. But they respect you too much to even allow you to put the hammer on them.
Right.
Now, they may be on the cusp of acquiring yet another big name and adding to their lengthy resume. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a Miami Dolphins culture change as Mike McDaniel addressed the media. And it wouldn't be a Frog Boy show if we didn't have games. But we're debuting a new game on the show today.
What's it called?
Radio Taboo.
Interesting.
Also, we're going to play another fan favorite game to make sure you guys
are prepped.
How many
games are you going to play?
Today, too.
Hey.
Yeah. Wait, what's today? Thursday? We got damages.
So
no. Gooseys? Oh, we got three games.
What are you trying to be? The Latin Stephen Harvey? Esteban Harvey?
No, Bob Barker.
You trying to be Esteban Harvey?
Roberto
Barker?
We got to find out a way more Hispanic.
Ricardo name. Dawson?
Marquinho. Marquito Tito. That's my name.
That's the one.
Radio Taboo. We got Gooseys or no Gooseys. And we're going to make sure that you guys are good for the summer. You're up to date with all your slang and new terminology. We're going to play another game.
Jesus, another one?
What the kids say. That is another. We got two debuting games. It's an amazing day to listen to.
Of course you come on a day when Tobin is gone so that you could debut your game.
There's two games. You guys, I treat you.
Wait a minute, hold on. There's literally a four-hour show.
Yep.
There's 12 segments.
Yeah.
A third of it is games.
Two dedicated to the Panthers.
Are you complaining about games?
It's like, you know, it's almost like today's Friday.
Do you not want to have fun?
I mean, it's just like, you know, there's not a game four of a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, nothing important going on.
I mean, I'm just saying.
We've been talking about it for how long?
Nothing important
going
on.
Well, the day is here.
Kevin Durant may, you know, join the Heat. They just want to play
novellas and game shows. That's all they want to do.
It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day on Tobin and Leroy. Those headlines brought to you by the Doral Volkswagen. And at Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. When we come back, we're going to discuss the Miami Heat and Kevin Durant. Is there anything serious going on? We'll find out when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Weezy F. Mm-mm. I'll be here tomorrow.
No, don't disrespect.
No, that's a good impression.
Don't disrespect the original.
No, man.
This is the original, banned from TV.
Nah, the one from No Ceilings should be the original one.
No.
Just this is a lighter the flick in the beginning.
98. Yes.
Gross.
By the way, Leroy, your boy, I didn't like the album that much. It was kind of, yeah.
You know what's funny is that he is an excellent lyricist,
mm-hmm.
but the beats are not
Far. He had
you know what I'm saying?
No, you're absolutely right. It was like he was like Nas back in the day.
So, right, if you listen to it, you're like, okay. But then the beat ain't keeping you.
Yeah. There's the actually viral things now.
Because when you think about Lil Wayne, he has some nice beats and some nice songs, right? And that's when people start listening to him. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't, he's a lyricist, and then look at the beat they put on. No, the beat gets you first.
You know
so
who?
All these people that think they're lyrical geniuses, if you ain't got no music with it, you just writing poems with your boys.
You know who has horrible beats? Eminem.
Duh.
Eminem has bad beats, dude. But somehow,
You know what I heard? This is what Nas... So, all right. So, a lot of people always wondered why Nas had bad beat selection. And Nas' answer, which I think is right, but it's still bad as a fan. He said the reason why certain artists... He chose bad beats was so that the listeners would have to listen to his lyrics. Because if the beat is bad or the beat is not... So great, you're listening to the lyrics.
We're going to turn it off. We're going to change it. We ain't going to get to the second verse.
Because sometimes your favorite songs, if you listen to the lyrics of some of your favorite songs,
are garbage.
They're trash. It's just because the beat just goes.
I don't know what you're talking about. The lyrics I listen to are not trash.
Taylor Swift lyrics are terrible.
You know, what? Her beats are nice. You always have to go
to Taylor?
To Taylor Swift.
Because her lyrics, some of her.
And also, not true.
Yeah, her beats are nice.
I do gotta admit, the other day I was reflecting on T-Pain's coveted. She made us drinks to drink 'em. Got drunk, and I'm like, wow,
lyrics,
poetic.
Yeah, but the beat, the music,
really good.
But it's the beat.
Hold on,
love the bartender.
He can sing.
Oh yeah, he can.
No, he can sing. He won Masked Singer, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Right, and everybody was shocked because
There was no auto tune.
Yeah,
right. But he can sing. See, and that's the other thing people don't realize.
Jay did like, hurt hard too.
A lot of the music that these artists make before they cut a record deal is a lot better because they're trying to sing and impress with their singing. Then they get hooked up with a producer or a high producer, and then their music becomes beats and not necessarily their ability to sing.
But they're also their truest self before they get signed.
Yeah, because again, they're doing it themselves. They got
what?
They got their boy producing their music.
Lay on the tree, Feliz Navidad. That was the work. Come on, bro.
No, look, there's some questionable lines.
I lay under the tree, Feliz Navidad.
There's a couple questionable lines for sure.
Hey, what about the aggressive rappers like DMX?
Oh.
He just, but he has some nice beats.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, Swift's not gonna let him go out there sounding crazy.
Also, I mean, one of the greatest Christmas jingles of all time.
Oh, dashing through the
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Come on. You know what?
Come on. Classic.
That was a classic.
He's truly
come
classic.
Come on. I'm like, wow, he took a children's song and made it very aggressive.
If you guys want to laugh,
yeah,
we all know Jadakiss, right? Jadakiss, right?
That was my horrible Jadakiss.
Listen to Jadakiss say Italian sayings. Yeah, because of his voice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his raspy voice.
Yeah.
Him saying, you know.
It's not better than my Godfather impression, though, right?
It's totally better than your Godfather impression. What the hell was that?
That was probably one of my best ones.
That was Pat Riley. What are you talking about?
That's...
Is this... Tell me, is this Pat Riley or is this me?
Ribbit.
It's identical.
What did you even say?
I don't even know what he said.
Like, this is Godfather talk. You guys understand.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
There you go. Leroy gets it.
That's what he said?
Leroy.
I'm right next to him and I didn't hear that.
Leroy
because
gets
that's the only line.
That's the only line. You come to me on my daughter's wedding or something like that. I didn't watch the movie. We're gonna take a quick break and we come back. We're going to talk about the Miami Heat and their ability to somehow every offseason get me excited. And then we'll see if they do what they do every offseason.
It is South Florida. You do want the old.
Look, man, you come down here, we can get the most out of an old person like Kevin Durant. But I'm not going to go ahead and get my hopes up like I do every offseason.
What do you mean? You're Tobin Jr.
We've whiffed too many times, though. I'm hurt.
You're Tobinito. You're little Tobin.
Fair. But I think I've become more mature. See how I said it the actual right way? See how I do that? Tell me, take notes, you know? This is how you do it. I become a grown man on the air. All right, we got Miami Heat talking much more when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is beautiful.
Of course. This is very Kevin Durant related, you know?
Yeah.
Heat or Dreamers, and they want Kevin Durant to come to Miami for his home sweet home.
That is fair. What?
He got no chance of going to New York.
No chance, for sure. I mean, he already did that. He already did it in New York.
Here's why I say that.
Yeah.
If you had any chance of having Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
you can't have the chaos surrounding your team and your coach.
Actually, you can.
Unless he handpicks him.
Exactly. Unless you got a message to World Wide West saying, listen, man, I'm like what you guys are doing over there, but I don't know if I want to play for a guy who's going to, at my 37 years of age,
grind me to
46 minutes. And if you make a move, get a younger coach, maybe get Jay Kidd, I might holler at you.
Okay. Yes. I mean, but that's best case scenario, of course.
But I'm just saying that's a lot.
That a lot of different things. They have to be in cahoots for quite some time.
And why would Phoenix want, what's his name back?
Cat? Cat.
You think they'd take Cat?
Yeah, because both guys have 1 year left on their contracts.
Think about this. For the life of me, I don't know what to make of Cat. Nah. Right? Because he's a seven-footer. And everybody wants to treat him as a big, but he ain't a big.
He's not soft, though. I mean, the man rebounds the ball very well and gets points inside. He just has a good outside shot. If we just take away the fact that he's just an expressive Dominican.
Very sassy.
I mean, listen.
I don't know. I wouldn't even count that.
I mean, he's just very expressive.
Now all of a sudden he's Dominican. I mean,
he is Dominican.
I know he's always been Dominican, but like then I heard a lot of que lo que es out of nowhere. I've never heard that from Minnesota. Yeah. When he was in Minnesota, I never heard that.
You're not going to say that in Minnesota.
Saying, what are we doing here?
But when you're in New York, you back home. You back at, come on, man. Yeah,
whatever. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I got to get the coffee from the Bronx. And I'm like, what do you do? You don't talk like that. You never talk like that.
He always talk like that.
Bodega Cat never talk like that.
Bodega, because there was no bodegas in Minnesota.
That's what I'm saying.
But there's bodegas in New York and Jersey.
Nah, he sounded like a sassy Canadian prior to getting traded.
Well, listen, whatever his sass is, the guy can play. Listen, I don't think he's soft. I don't think he's a kitten, as many people would like to say. He's just a little sassy that, you know, in the scope of sports and competition, you kind of would want your partners in crime not to be as sassy as Cat. But nonetheless, he's a good player. But can he get you over the top?
No.
But can he be a good 1B to getting you over the top? Yes.
I would say he could be I think in order for Cat to have success where he'll get you consistent numbers, there can't really be any pressure on him to get consistent numbers, right?
It's just certain guys. It's funny that.
Like when you expect it from Cat, he don't give it to you.
It's like this. You know when you're the number one pick in the NBA, it's either this. You're in either three tiers. You're either in tier one where you are the one of one, you are the man. You're like LeBron, you're Shaq, you're Tim Duncan. Then there's the tier twos. They're very good players, but they didn't live up to the expectations of being a man, but they're good. Like the Andrew Wiggins.
I don't even consider him tier two.
I would say he's tier two because the fact of the matter is he could have been NBA Finals MVP in 2022.
I don't know. I don't say that.
Yes.
That's a very big disparity. Okay.
In fact, if they would have gave it to him,
nobody would have been upset with it.
If they would have gave it to him, we would be thinking about him in a totally different light.
I'm not.
That's true. That is true.
What was it? It was 22, right?
Yes, it was 22. You know, and then you got the tier threes, like the Joe Smith. They had a good quality career. You know what I'm saying? But they weren't.
Guys.
They weren't that.
See, here's what.
That's where I thought.
Guys. Here's what we're doing.
Steph Curry averaged 31 points that series.
Misconstruing.
Yeah, but you also.
Number overall pick with something else. Sometimes the draft that you are in determines you're the top prospect.
True.
It doesn't determine what kind of pro you're going to be.
But the expectations that they have with selecting you with that top pick. Then you got to prove.
That's not on him.
Elton Brand was the number one pick. Elton Brand had a very good NBA career, but I'm not putting Elton Brand into Tim Duncan, Shaq, LeBron. Right. You know, Chris Webber was the number one pick. Great player, Hall of Fame. Kind of get his name out of the news right now, but he was a good player. To me, he's going to be a tier two. You know why? He was never the guy. He was even though he was the guy on teams, he was never the guy. Cat is a tier two type of player. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what we're saying. We're putting a description on the number one pick that doesn't necessarily apply to everybody.
Right.
So when you're the number one pick, we can't all of a sudden treat you like LeBron.
No. You got to show us that.
Right.
You got to show us that. The same thing with the NFL. If you're the number one court pick as a quarterback, we expect a lot from you, but you got to show us before we start saying you're the next Patrick Mahomes and all of that. You need to show us. So once you
Keep
do
in mind,
show us.
Patrick Mahomes wasn't even the number one pick.
Right. But now everybody now that's coming out, they're comparing.
They're compared to him.
Him. That was correct. It was the number one thing they were telling him about Cam Ward.
That's he got a lot of. He got a lot of.
He's got a lot of Patrick Mahomes in him.
The angle throws.
Oh yeah, getting out of the pocket. That's all you hear now.
Who is that? Whose voice is that you're doing right there?
Every generic.
It's like Dick Vitale that you were doing.
No, come on, man.
Why is he covering college football?
Dickie V. Dickie V's back. Dickie V's back, baby.
He's got a lot of Patrick Mahomes in him. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
That dude could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Who? Dickie V.
Oh. Hey, he got. So we interviewed him a few years ago, and he on air talked me into going to his, he have a big charity event in Sarasota, right? So we go over there, and keep in mind, one of the things about his event is they don't pay for no celebrities. Right? Like you pay for your own hotel room or whatever. But because it's in Sarasota, I go over there, so I decided to do it. There's probably 1,500 people in this ballroom, right? And he's walking around the room, everybody's saying hi. And he stops and goes, hey, Leroy, what's up? I remember you in Michigan. And my wife goes, is he like this with everybody? I'm like, yes. That dude will walk through that room, have a conversation with everybody, and call them out by name. It was one of the most incredible things that I have ever seen. And I said to that day, if he called me, asked me to do anything, I'm in.
So he's got that way of words, huh? He's got that way. He's got that charisma.
He's a people person. And that charisma that you see on TV when people say he overdoes it, he lives his life like that. He's like that, just walking down the street having conversations with people.
Well, stick around. He'll be here at the 1 o'clock hour. He'll be joining us at 1:15.
You're such a damn liar. You're such a liar. You're like the type of person that say Durant's coming to Miami. You and Tobin, man. Liars.
I didn't say that, though. ESPN said that. This was a breaking story yesterday. It's not like I'm just out of nowhere.
Was it a breaking story?
This was the top of the sports news cycle yesterday.
I think not.
Prior to the NBA Finals, because everyone's just waiting for the Cats. I kind of feel like everyone's just waiting for the Cats. But yesterday it was reported that the Miami Heat are in the running for acquiring the 35-year-old forward. There was a list of teams that was released that have expressed interest, as well as a deal that was put on the table for him a little bit earlier this year that was exposed. Going through the list of potential candidates, we've already discussed what it would take for him to make his way over to the Knicks, which are one of his teams. But the other teams in the running would be the Houston Rockets, San Antonio Spurs, and the Timberwolves, who have all been in contact. The Rockets makes the most sense to a lot of people just because of that home connection to Texas. They have a young roster he can add to. I believe they have assets to give up and a good coach. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens there. But when I look at all these other teams, I'm not necessarily sure. San Antonio Spurs teaming up with Wemby, is that something that he wants to do? He already did the team up with Steph Curry thing.
It's a different animal, though, with Wemby.
It is a different animal, but I feel like this will be really kind of like I'm pinning myself to another star. Not that he's going to be the guy that he's essentially.
You think Wemby is a bigger star than KD right now?
No, right now, no. But I think in 2 years,
right.
I think so.
Yeah, but in 2 years, he'll be damn near 40. Will he care by then?
That's a good question. And that's why the Spurs are in the running.
KD's going to play. As long as
that's the one thing I respect about KD.
He's just going to play.
As petty as he is, and as much as he's like an old curmudgeon, when he's on the basketball court, you never had to worry about KD not playing. And that's been consistent throughout even the situation in Brooklyn, even in the situation trying to get out of OKC. If he was on the floor, you never had to worry about him not being KD.
Yeah. And
KD just wants to go to a place where he just wants to play basketball. If there was a multiverse where it's just straight basketball, he would live in it.
Exactly. One of the reasons why I feel like the Heat are in contention. You gotta
appreciate that, because there's too much other stuff out there in the basketball world that it ain't always about basketball. Case in point, Jimmy didn't want to play basketball here because they wouldn't pay him for 2027.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Already making a lot of money, too, by the way. The Minnesota Timberwolves were listed as another team that had been in contact with the Suns. Do you guys see him somehow making his way to Minnesota?
All right, so here's the thing. Does he stay west in a more competitive, dangerous conference, or does he go east, joins a team, and has a, I don't want to say easier path to the final, but a less stressful path to the finals.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to Minnesota, you definitely you're Robin to Ant-Man's Batman.
Yep.
And
that's the same case with the Spurs.
But does that seem like something that bothers KD? I think
it may.
KD got to be comfortable with the role that he accepts, because here's the deal. I think what ran him out of away from Steph Curry and them guys at Golden State was the fact that even though he was the MVP, he's the only person that they came up with the idea that, oh, he had to join up with somebody. He couldn't do it by himself. So this, he don't get the full credit for this, which is what everybody has done.
Yeah, but I think that's why it's important to him.
For some reason, KD is the only guy that it's looked down upon for him to join another superstar, even though when you look back at recent history, most of the guys did it.
Well, if you think about it, he ain't the first. I mean, Bron did it before him, but I think what happened down here, it was proven, and especially after that 11 season, that it was kind of proven that, all right, LeBron has to be the man of this team. It can't be, you know, co number one. So one guy has to be Batman, the other guy has to be Robin, and that happened. In Golden State, you're talking about Steph Curry coming off back-to-back MVP award. So, therefore, everybody thought he was already the man. So, you're joining a team that won a title. Even though Bron joined the Heat that already had won the title, but it was like, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Since, it was like, because you won in 06, and 06. When he joined, it was 10. So, it was like 4 seasons since you guys have won a championship. So, it wasn't looked upon the same way.
No, we had some dark years.
And they weren't
years
even the first ones. Everybody make it sound like the Heat Big Three was the first one.
No, the Big Three.
And we just overlooked Boston.
No, we overlook a lot of Big Threes that happened in the 90s that didn't work out very well, like the Houston Rockets when they had Scottie Pippen and Barkley.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well. There was a lot of Big Threes that didn't work out too well.
Let's not remember, Jordan didn't win until he got a couple of Hall of Famers with him.
Well, they were developed.
I think they
made the trade for Scotty, and Scotty was developed and finally got off the migraines. He took some Advil or
got off the migraines.
Yeah, he had a migraine, bro.
Then they got Rodman.
He took some Aleve and everything was okay.
I think it has to be more than that.
I don't know. He caught cramps. I don't know. Migraines. I don't know.
I'm sure he's having a lot of migraines.
His cycle changed. I don't know. Listen, all I know is this, that the Big Three.
I got that, by the way. Everybody else looking over.
I just needed one, Leroy. Just needed one. The one person that I wanted to get it, got it. So, listen, KD comes here. What are you giving up? That's the question. I know you don't want to give up Khalil Ware.
Nope.
No.
Can't give up Bam. Can't give up Ware. I'm willing to part ways with Tyler, but I don't think the Heat are. I think the Heat are dead set on keeping Bam and Tyler. So if that's the case, obviously it's going to cost you some draft picks. Obviously you got to match the salary.
But the most enticing pieces I could possibly give them are Jovic, Duncan Robinson, and I don't want to give up Davion Mitchell, though. I don't want to be honest.
Boy, I'm giving that man up.
You know what's crazy?
With the quickness.
I don't want to give him up,
though.
You know
what's crazy?
Yeah.
You are literally trying to get KD for scraps.
Isn't everybody trying to get – wouldn't you always try to get something for scraps?
Absolutely, though.
I mean, you could try.
Could try. I mean, that's all he is.
I mean, I'm potentially – I'm warming up to the idea of moving on from Tyler. I mean, that's something, you know.
But
I
don't think
they want them, though. I don't think Phoenix is like, yeah, we'll take another Devin Booker.
And I don't think Giannis is being traded. So if everybody's thinking –
I'm over Giannis in that whole – whatever. What a liar that guy is. What an attention-hungry – you know, let's not even get down. We got more on the show. We got Mike McDaniel discussing a culture change potentially with the Dolphins, which is very interesting because Bradley Chubb had some interesting comments.
Did you call him Badly?
I heard Badly.
I didn't hear Brad. I didn't hear the R. Badly.
I'm willing to check the footage. You know, let's check the footage. We'll check the tape. We'll see if I know how to speak English. Probably don't. But we got our Tua on the other side of the program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.